time for us to talk hockey. Anytime we do that, we turn to our friend Ty Anderson of 98.5 The Sports Hub in Boston. Hello there, Ty.
Rich, what's going on?
Well, as Carrie was telling you on the phone there before we came on, trying to get ourselves ready for the first snow, which looks like it's going to roll in on Monday, Wednesday, rather.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think I saw the same the forecast. I think that I'm in the clue, however, so I'm not going to, I will not join in the misery just yet. I think Boston, I think we're going to get rain. So I'm not sure, so I am not going to commiserate with you just yet about this, but we all know winter is indeed coming.
Oh, yeah. We just got spoiled with some really warm temperatures lately, and maybe some of that warm temperatures was a spinoff of the heat the Bruins have been generating lately. Another big win last night, 5-2, 14-2 on the season, unbeaten at the TD Garden. Who saw this coming?
No, nobody. I mean, even, you know, I picked them to win the division, but I didn't think they'd be 14-2 out of the gate. I was hoping for slightly better than 500 ahead of McAvoy and Marchand coming back. So they came back early, and the team is just flying now. I mean, it's been remarkable watching this team. I think what's most impressive to me, honestly, is the fact that they just find ways to win games. Like, they can play a high-scoring game. They can play, you know, a tight checking physical affair. You know, if there's a way to win a game, the Bruins have done it. And that's, I think, really what speaks to this record and speaks to their hot start to the year, in my opinion.
And everybody chiming in and finding a way to help out here. It was interesting to note, I saw this in your social media yesterday, that of Brad Marchand's 5 goals this year, all of them have come on the power play.
Yeah, it's been interesting. I mean, he's really sort of, he's an all situation threat. We all know that, right? But he's really revitalized that power play in terms of its creativity, its passing. You see sort of that elbow-to-elbow pass that he can have with David Pastrnak to lead to some scoring chances. It's really been fantastic to watch, because if you're an opposing penalty kill, you look at what the Bruins have and you say, okay, we can't let Pastrnak beat us. We can't let Bergeron beat us. Okay, well, there's only 4 of you guys. There's 5 of them. So if you do that, you're going to leave Brad Marchand open. And he's really taken advantage of that, in my opinion. 5 goals, as we noted, 5 goals, 5 power play goals. So he's really helped add another layer of unpredictability and another valuable weapon to that top unit.
Always great when you can get some offense out of your defense. And boy, Hampus Lindholm has really been contributing there.
Yeah, I think he's now within striking distance. And by that, I mean, about 17 points away from matching his career high for points in a single season. So he's off to a great start, and so he's really kind of carrying that. He's second in the league in assists right now among defensemen. He's tops and plus minus, so he is he's really doing it and then some.
And it's good to see guys step up, as Keith Kincaid did the other night with Jeremy Swayman out for a while. He stepped in and did a great job.
Yeah, he's a guy who has experience, over 100 and something games of NHL experience. Had a good run with Jersey there before joining. He bounced around between, I want to say, it was the Rangers after that, and now it's the Bruins in there as well. So, well traveled, but a guy who knows what he does and does it well. And he's been fantastic, I think, really, since the preseason started. I thought he was a clear upgrade over Troy Grosbeck in that respect as the number 3 goaltender for the Bruins. So it's what you need, right? You need different guys step up at different points in the year. That includes goaltending, apparently. You know, they have no shortage of goal scorers, up to 20 now on the year. 20 different guys who have a goal. But to have a third goalie who can come in and play like Keith Kincaid did on Saturday night is huge.
We're talking with Ty Anderson here on Downtown. Yeah, it's also good to see guys step up and defend their teammates and their honor. And we saw some of that last night.
Yeah, Thomas Nocek, he never had a fight in his entire career, he was saying. But, you know, he summed it up best. When Pastrnak gets hit, he said, you know, he's my teammate, he's my friend, and he's our star player, so I have to step up there. So I thought that was a perfectly, you know, simple way to put it, and it's true, right? And I think that's a good quality of the team is, you know, teams that are together, they fight for one another, and they stick up for one another. So for him to play that way, for him to have that, step, you know, realize that was his moment to step up, I think can go a long way for that locker room.
Well, Jim Montgomery says, listen, they've worked pretty hard. They've done the job. So he gave him a day off. No practice today.
Yeah, this has been interesting, actually. They really don't practice a lot. And part of that is their schedule. Part of that is sort of, you want to reward guys after strong performances and off back-to-back, things of that nature. But it's funny because they're a really great team, and I swear they practice the least amount of any Bruins team I've seen in the last, 13 years.
Well, and how much do the players appreciate that? I would think that goes a long way to keeping everybody in a pretty good mood.
Yeah, I think so. I think there's that element of it. And there's also the, it is a veteran team, right? And what's the value in a practice if you're going to have Krejci, Bergeron, Marchand, even McAvoy, coming off his injury? You're all going to give them maintenance days. And it's like, okay, well, now we're practicing with half a team. What use is that? So I think the way they approach it is when they do have practice, it's high pace, it's high speed, high energy. You get in, you get out at 45 minutes, and you feel good about your game. And I think sometimes that can go a long way, too, versus just we're practicing because we have to practice and the schedule says so. I think if you can make practice meaningful, I think, to your point, it goes a long way with the roster as well.
You mentioned Charlie McAvoy. What does it mean to the team to have him back?
Oh, it's gigantic. I mean, you look at this team, McAvoy is one of their heartbeats. I think if Brad Marchand is your heartbeat up front, Charlie McAvoy is your heartbeat on the back end. And I think that's especially true. You watch the way that he can just turn nothing into something, the way he can fly up the ice. If you give him even a slight opening, right? It's just his game isn't 100% back yet. The timing is still a little bit off. He himself will acknowledge that. But just to have him back there, to be able to lean on two guys with Lindholm and McAvoy, and you put them on different pairings right now, too, that's something that's I think kind of falling by the wayside a little bit, is that they split those guys up. So now you have a top defenseman out on the ice for what, 45 minutes, 50 minutes a night? And if that's the case, you're really a deep team. We saw this with Tampa Bay when they had McDonough and Hedman. We saw this, if you go back even further, Anaheim, when they had Pronger and Niedermeyer. When you're able to spread the wealth like that, you are a dangerous team night in, night out. It really begins with your top dogs back there.
So obviously this team will hit a slump at some point. Every team usually hits a stretch where things don't go well. Based on what you've seen so far, how do you expect this group will respond to that?
Pretty good. I think we've seen it in games, too, where they haven't had their game and they found a way to come through and get points, get wins. I think Buffalo is a good example of that. Now, not every team is Buffalo, obviously. They're going to face some much better competition here coming up. But you didn't have your game. For 40 minutes, you did not have your game. And you found a way to win a period, win a game. So, I think that resiliency period to period is there, and I think it'll be their game to game. I mean, they've had a lot of statement victories so far. Even going beyond Buffalo, the wins in New York and the wins in Pittsburgh, I thought, were statement victories, the way they're able to bounce back and really take over in those games. So, this team is pretty good about not having massive losing streaks. I think last year they had their first three-game losing streak since pre-Cassidy. So, those slides aren't common here. And I think that with this new coach, this new system, that's going to remain the case.
Do you think there'll be any further fallout, Ty, from the whole Mitchell Miller mess?
Yeah, that's still TBD, in my opinion. I'm not sure because I've asked around, I've talked to people, and I've heard conflicting things. I've heard this is a fireable offense. This is someone needs to lose their job for this, right? Because it's such an oversight. How do you not talk to a family? How do you not cross every T, dot every I with someone like this? And they didn't. They dropped the ball. And asking around, and I've had a simple question for everyone I talk to: who does this fall on? I've yet to get a concrete answer, right, in terms of whose responsibility this is. They all own it. They all, share responsibility for it. The fallout is just beginning in terms of financially. How do you get rid of the contract, et cetera, et cetera. But, I don't have a clear idea as to if and when something will fall out. But if it does, I have to imagine it comes in the coming days, maybe the next week. Cam Neely put himself on he said, I'm going to give this a week. It's now been a week, so We have to wait and see what happens now.
Yeah, and as you alluded to, they're still paying him. He's still on the Bruins' payroll, technically, and if they were to terminate that contract, they would likely, I would imagine, end up with some kind of grievance from the NHLPA.
Yeah, exactly. You can't terminate the contract right now because you know, in the eyes of Mitchell and the NHL at PA, I would assume as well, is that, well, you're terminating it for past grievances that you were aware of. You know, this is not a new penalty or a new, you know, violation. This is old stuff. So that makes it tricky. The other part too, Rich, that's really hard for them is that he's occupying a contract on their books. You can only have 50 contracts on the books there, and he's occupying one. So does that complicate their trade deadline plans? You know, obviously that is a on-the-ice matter versus off-the-ice in terms of the profit creates. But, you know, this is a huge mistake. And I think there's no other way around paying him out for his salary. And you're going to pay a guy over $3 million when he was a Bruin for 56 hours. I mean, it's just not a good look for the organization at all.
All right, back on the ice, they're off until Thursday when they take on Philadelphia. How do they match up with the Flyers?
Yeah, this Flyers team is quite a wild group in the sense of I don't know what to make out of them. You know, I've seen some of the Tortorella effect in terms of blocking shots, how guys will go to bat for him, will play for him. Carter Hart has been great out of the gate. I know he had a hiccup the other day, but another goalie who's kind of finding his game here. So they're going to make life hard for you. It's really, for me, a team like Philadelphia, it's about weathering that first 20 minutes. If you can put two up on the scoreboard on them, you know, that's not a great spot for them. They don't have a lot of high-end scoring talent right now with their injuries, with their roster complexion. It's not a fast team. That's the biggest thing I can kind of take away. So they're a bit of a heavier team, so if you can get some goals on them early, you set yourself up for a great chance at getting 2 points.
Ty Anderson, 98.5, the Sports Hub, talking Bruins with us this afternoon. Ty, great stuff as always. Thanks so much for being with us, and we'll catch you again before too long.
Awesome. I hope we're not shoveling snow by then.
Fingers crossed.
Let's keep our fingers crossed.
Right? You got it. All right. Thanks, Ty.
Take care.